Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
This coming weekend, several thousand voting stations will be open across the country for you to go and register to participate in the local government elections, most likely to be held on the 1st of November. It will also give you an opportunity, in the case that you have changed addresses, to go to the voter registration sites to go and change your address. To talk through the details is the Deputy Chief Electoral Officer for Electoral Matters at the IEC, Masego Shiburi. Masego, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa.
Let's, I suppose, get the 101 out, shall we? Who should be going to the voting stations across the country over this coming weekend, and to go and do what?
People that we ask to come to our 23,151 voting stations are persons who are registering for the first time, person who may have changed addresses and moved residence so they could re-register in the new voting districts, in the new ward where they have moved, and persons who want to check their registration details to confirm if their status is correct. There's an additional platform for those among us who have access to the internet, broadband and smart devices. Those ones can go onto our website, follow a link that will assist them to register online. They do not have to come to voting stations. Similarly, those who are already registered may also check and update their details on the website without having to go to a station. The benefit of going to a station, though, is so that voters may familiarize themselves with the voting station at which they will have to vote on the 1st of November.
How many people are you expecting to, I suppose, file through the 23,141 voting stations this coming weekend?
Historically, over a registration weekend, we interact with about 3.2 million people, and out of those, around 600,000 would be persons who register as voters for the first time. Because for this election, we only have one registration weekend. It is possible that we may have an increased flow of persons at the voting station. So we advise that those who have access to the internet may do so in the comfort of their homes or their offices to update or register as first-time voters through the internet and don't have to come to a voting station.
I imagine then the IEC will be using this weekend as a way of testing the systems that you have in place for the COVID-19 health protocols, right? The 1st of November is when we are likely to go and vote. The minister will proclaim that date on the 20th of September. And some scientists are anticipating that we'll be building towards a fourth wave in South Africa on that date. So this weekend will very much be you testing, are we going to manage all those millions of voters queuing outside voting stations and doing so in a safe and efficient way?
Indeed, Africa. A registration drive helps us to refine our logistics, one, but in the context of COVID, it helps us to also refine the protocols that we've put in place since the onset of COVID in the middle of 2020, tested in over 150 by elections. Now the challenge is to replicate those in 23,151 voting stations at scale. So the registration weekend offers us an opportunity to refine further our health protocol of social distancing, sanitizing at voting stations, and to reaffirm and reassure the voting public that coming to a voting station on voting day would not necessarily expose them to added danger.
No, for sure. We also know that the Democratic Alliance is petitioning the Constitutional Court to nullify the reopening of candidate registrations ahead of the local government elections. My understanding is that you are submitting your responding papers later today. When do you anticipate the matter will be heard in the Constitutional Court, Masego? Because I imagine we would need to have an answer before Monday, right?
Indeed, it is so. The Constitutional Court has issued a timetable. Because we want certainty on the matter, we are not opposing the DA on their direct access to application to the Constitutional Court. We are also not opposing them on the agency of approaching the Constitutional Court. However, we have a different interpretation to them, and our prayer is that the court must dismiss the matter on the papers, even without a hearing, so that there is certainty sooner rather than later.
And is that a possibility? I mean, could we hear before, I don't know, Friday this week, for example, a constitutional court order from the justices that says the DA, thank you very much for your application, but this is considered without merit or whatever the potential legalese will be?
We're hoping that we could get a decision before then. But given that the number of parties that are involved, it is also possible that it may drag into the following week. However, the court has issued a timetable because it appreciates that the seriousness of this matter and that there should be certainty sooner rather than later.
All right, Masego, thank you very much indeed. The Deputy Chief Electoral Officer for Electoral Matters at the IEC, Masego Shiburi, 23,141 voting stations will be open throughout South Africa this coming weekend to give you the opportunity to go and register if you are a first-time voter for the local government elections. But if you, like the author of this WhatsApp saying that I've received an SMS to say that my ward boundary has changed, it gives you the opportunity then to go to the voting station nearest to your home, where you'll be able to then make sure that you are registered in the correct ward for your address and participate in the local government elections.